Chapter 13, Forgiving Others. Have you ever thought, I'd never forgive that person after what they've done? As if by forgiving the person, you're doing them a favor? In truth, forgiving someone is a favor you do for yourself. Would you consider letting go of your grudges? Not for anyone else's sake, just for your own. Jake, 18 years old. 2 years ago, my baby's mother did something that I will never forget. For a long time, all we did is scream and yell at each other. Then she threw me and the baby out of the apartment. I felt like I wanted to kill her. I was so angry that every time I saw her or heard her name, I would go crazy. I was dangerous, and I didn't have control over my feelings. I knew that I had to change something because I didn't want my son to see me like that. I felt like my anger was choking me. Forgiveness helped me a lot. When I forgave her, I felt like I let go of something. I forgave her to get a better life for me and my kid. Like in Jake's story, the biggest reason to forgive is to free yourself. If you don't forgive, it is like you're handcuffed to the person you're angry at, even though you don't mean to. You drag them around wherever you go. It's like you're pulling a heavy load around with you all the time. Do they really deserve that much of your time and energy? Maybe it's time to put some of that energy towards taking care of yourself, thinking about what might make you happy instead of putting so much of your attention on the past. Being stuck in the past sucks a lot of energy out of the present and can close off any positive pictures of the future, if you let it. Forgiveness frees you so that you are not battling the ghost of your past every day. Instead of making us soft or weak, forgiveness gives us back our power. As long as we spend our time hating and resenting, we are handing our power over to that person. Getting clear on what forgiveness is not. Let's be clear. When we talk about forgiveness, we do not mean that it is okay that harmful experiences happen to you. We do not mean that the people who hurt you should not be held responsible for what they did. And most importantly, you are still in an abusive situation. The most important thing for you to do is get help. That might mean telling someone who can keep you safe, calling a hotline, or simply getting away. If you don't know who to call, look at pages 252 through 255 in this book for telephone numbers or ask a counselor. Before you begin forgiving, you must be safe. Let's say you are a young woman involved in a relationship with a guy who verbally and physically abuses you. A lot of the time, he is sweet. He buys you things, makes you feel beautiful, and seems to treat you like an adult. But when he's stressed out or drugging, he snaps. Once he hits you so hard that you flew halfway across the room. After he hits you, he always says that he's sorry. You make excuses for him and tell your friends that he didn't mean it. Maybe you think it's the last time he'll do it because that is what he tells you. You're afraid to leave him. When he asks if you forgive him, you say you do. This is not what we mean when we talk about forgiveness. Staying in the relationship and making excuses for someone who's abusive so that you don't have to break up is not forgiveness. Forgiveness is not accepting or allowing harmful behavior to happen to you. Forgiveness is not letting yourself be a victim. It is not letting people walk all over you. It never means sacrificing your safety so that abusive situations stay the way they are. Forgiveness does not mean that you have to let the person you forgave back into your life. It doesn't mean that you want to hang out with them even if they have changed their behavior. You can forgive an old friend who betrayed you or sold you out, but you never have to hang with that person again unless you want to. Forgiveness is not forgetting. When you forgive, you don't forget. Instead, the painful and angry feelings that come up when you see that person or think about them start to fade away. Or if the angry and hurtful feelings do come up, they don't last as long. What forgiveness is. Imagine you have a cousin about your age. When you were growing up, he acted like a bully. He'd take your things without asking, lie to your family about you, and push you around. Over the years, it got so that you couldn't stand the sight of him. Every time you saw him, he set you off. In fact, just the mention of his name would make you angry. After spending time with him during the weekend, you'd find yourself thinking of him all week long, thinking about how much he pissed you off. Here's where forgiveness comes in. You can choose to see only what's on the surface of this kid. You can choose to see his negative behavior as him being a jerk. Or you can use forgiveness. Forgiveness is the choice to see a bigger picture. By forgiving, you see a kid who used sneaky games and low-down tactics to get attention and feel big. A confused guy who never figured out a better way to fit in. By forgiving, you're not saying what he did is okay. You're not forgiving the acts, you're forgiving the person. If you let yourself stay angry at him, you become an actor in his drama. Poof, your power is gone. But if you see the lost guy beneath his act, you can step out of his drama. Forgiving him frees you because you are no longer hooked into the old anger and grudges. By making the choice to forgive, you see a person's immaturity or power tripping for what it is, an expression of how disconnected they are from their core or true self. So what's in it for me? When you forgive, it lets you step back from the situation and see everything more clearly. Forgiveness gives you three major things. One, you feel less anger so your head doesn't get so messed with. Two, because you feel less anger, you won't be as likely to strike out against people. Three, because your forgiveness lets you see a situation more clearly, you keep control over yourself. You keep hold of your power. Forgiveness is not a one-time event. You may genuinely see and forgive in one moment. 10 minutes later, you might be angry again. At each of these moments of anger, you have the power to see the situation more clearly. Where to start? It is hard to get into the right frame of mind to forgive if you are very angry. The first steps of forgiveness begin with dealing with your anger. If you need to, reread chapter 3 on anger. There may be certain people that you are not ready to forgive right now. The wounds might be too fresh or deep. We're not telling you that you should forgive if you are not ready or willing to forgive right now. That's perfectly okay. But even if you're not ready to forgive the big things, for your sake, try forgiving people you've got little battles or grudges with. Then you be the judge of whether you feel better and more in control. Forgiving our parents. Marshall, 18 years old. I learned in life that everyone is human and everyone makes mistakes. The hurt and anger my mom put me through by not showing up for me made me realize that she cannot teach me what she does not know. I know no one ever showed her love or good feelings or how to be a good mother. She taught me something big, that is forgiving someone when they can only do what they are capable of. It makes me feel less angry and makes my life easier without being so mad. I feel more humble towards others in life. Our parents can often be the most difficult people in our lives to forgive. They are often the first people in our lives to hurt us. And what's worse, they hurt us when we are totally dependent on them. Years of disappointment and resentment may have been building up. Forgiving your parents is not something you decide to do one time and then it's all over. Forgiving your parents is a decision you make to understand their behavior on a deeper level. It's about seeing them as real people who make mistakes and messed up choices because of their own confusion, fear, and insecurity. It is about freeing yourself, not them, from those negative emotions. As you think about the idea of forgiving your parents, you might be saying to yourself, I might have a right to be angry after what they did to me. And you are absolutely right. You do have the right to be angry. Maybe your anger isn't in the past because your parents at the moment are not supporting you, caring for you, or showing you love. It's hard to work on forgiving your parents if you are still really angry at them. If your anger is too strong at the moment to move beyond it, just be gentle with yourself. When parents don't act like the parents we want. Although your parents may be older than you in years, inside they might be like wounded children. They might be 30 or 40 years old on the outside, but scared 16-year-olds on the inside. Many of your parents did not have safe and happy childhoods themselves. They did not get loved the way kids should. Parents often can't do a good job providing for their kids if they are stuck in their own pain and confusion. Forgiveness helps us see that our parents' faults and weaknesses are not about us. Their problems are about them. Forgiveness let us take our parents' anger, unavailability, and abandonment less personally. Expectations, the pain of not getting what you wanted. Sharon, 17 years old. My mother was never really there for me. She had a lot of problems with drugs my whole life, so mostly I grew up with my grandmother. I saw my mom sometimes and she was part of my life, but she wasn't the one who helped me with my problems or gave me comfort when I was upset. When I found that I was pregnant, I thought my mother would change. I thought now that she was going to be a grandmother herself, she would be there for me and the baby. The whole 9 months, I convinced myself that she would turn around when the baby was born. Well, the baby was born, and guess who was there for me in the delivery room and helping to take care of the baby when we came home from the hospital? Yeah, my gram, not my mother. I was really upset for a while. I cried a lot, asking myself why she didn't want to be there for us. I really believed that she would change. I guess I should have known better. I mean, she was never there for me before. It would have saved me a lot of pain. I'd still like more from her, but I'm getting better at accepting her for who she is. Have you ever had a picture in your mind of how something would be and then found yourself really let down because your expectations were not met? It happens to everyone. Sometimes having an attitude of, we'll see what happens, can lead to less disappointment. One sure way to set yourself up to be mad at your parents all the time is to have unrealistic expectations of how they should act. When we say expectations, we mean things like expecting your dad to show up for your basketball game when you know he probably won't, or expecting your mother to get excited over a passing grade in school or some other success when you know she has a hard time being supportive. Of course, it would be great if your parents or grandparents did these things, but if you know that they probably won't, be realistic about what you expect from them. Expecting more than what they can give will only bring you more pain and disappointment. Part of growing up and letting go of our anger is seeing our parents' and others' limits. This might seem like harsh advice, but think of the alternatives. You can be realistic about your parents, let go of the expectations, and be less hurt when they act the way you thought they would. Or you can have big expectations and be totally disappointed when they don't deliver and have a lot of anger afterwards. Remember, forgiving your parents or other people who have caused you pain or disappointment doesn't usually happen overnight. It can take time and work to forgive. You may feel like you finally forgive someone, then bang, a memory comes up that triggers your anger again. At these times, don't judge yourself. Be patient. With people who we have a long history of being angry at, forgiveness is something we may have to choose over and over again. But each time you choose forgiveness, you let go of the weight you've been dragging around, and you're free.